Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley, what's up, man?
What does it look like? Ain't much action going down around here today. What you want to eat?
Let me have a root beer soda.
I'm not hungry. I'll have a double hamburger and a banana split.
Rerun, don't you ever want to get thin?
Oh, he is thin, Shirley.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can see he needs to put on a little more weight. He hasn't even grown his trunk yet.
Shirley, I'm not going to forget that.
Elephants never do. Where's Raj?
Oh, he just took a job up the street at Harry's Supermarket. He's going to be a bag boy.
Well, he really wants to buy that typewriter bad, doesn't he?
Yeah, he only needs another $10.
Hey.
No. Hey, Raj. Hey, man, how come you're not working?
I got fired.
Oh, Raj, man, how you gonna get the rest of the money for the typewriter?
I guess I asked my mama to loan it to me.
Well, why did you get fired?
I packed a hot barbecue chicken in the same bag with a quart of vanilla ice cream.
Heavy.
Hey, man, that was one mess. What did Harry say?
Nothing. He just threw me and the bag out in the alley. Where are you going?
To Harry's for some chicken a la mode.
Mama here?
No, Rod, she's not. I thought you were working.
Yeah, I got fired.
Oh, that's too bad. I know how much that job meant to you. Here, make yourself comfortable. It's just not fair. You're such a nice kid and good looking, too.
All right, what do you need?
I can't do my arithmetic.
What's the problem?
Well, it's stupid. It's about this dumb kid named Johnny who goes out and buys 12 apples and gives 6 of them to this stupid girl, and then half of what's left over to another fool, and then 2 of what's left over to his dumb brother. And they ask me how many Johnny has left. Can you believe them?
One D has one left.
Thanks, Rod.
That's okay. I'll do anything for you, because you're my sister. And you're so pretty, too.
All right, what do you need?
You got any money?
Me? Where would I get any money?
From me. You know, a quarter here to shut up and a quarter there to leave me alone.
Well, I do have a few quarters here and there.
How much you got?
About $6.
$6? Can you loan it to me? I need it for my typewriter.
No way.
How about some of it?
None of it.
Why not?
Why not? Look at you, Raj. You're always broke and you can't hold down a steady job. You're just a bad risk.
That's okay. I'll just ask Mama for it.
Mama ain't gonna loan you any money.
Are you kidding? I can always count on Mama. Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama.
Oh, Mama, there's something I need real bad. But it can wait.
You think you need something real bad?
No, ma'am, I got everything I ever want. I'm a happy kid.
So you think you need something real bad, huh?
Raj, Mama asked you a question.
You don't need nothing real bad. I'm the one who needs something, and I mean real bad.
What is it, Mama?
A job. Miss Turner just fired me.
Go ahead, Rod. You ask for the money.
What money?
Oh, nothing, Mama. Why did Mrs. Turner fire you?
For stealing.
What'd you take, Mama?
What's the matter with you, Dee? Mama didn't take anything.
Then why did she say you did, Mama?
Why? You want to know why? There are rules in the world you should know about, Dee. When someone is murdered, the butler did it. If something is missing, the maid did it. That's why.
What did she say you stole, Mama?
A doggone diamond ring.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow was right. It's very expensive, and she just out and out accused me of stealing it.
But you told her you didn't, so she called the police and you crawled out the window. No, you couldn't crawl out the window.
I didn't crawl out anywhere. I walked out the front door.
They're not gonna send the police over here to search the house, are they? Because I didn't make up my bed.
No, they're not gonna send the police. And you go upstairs and make up your bed right now, young lady.
All right.
Well, what are you gonna do, Mama?
Oh, I think I'm gonna have to go find me another job to fill Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Well, you'll find something. I know you will.
I hope so, son, because we really need those 3 days' work. I'm sorry for jumping at you when I first came in.
Sorry.
And what was it you needed so bad?
Oh, nothing. Hey, listen, Mama, I got some money upstairs, and if you want it, you can have it.
Oh, thank you, darling. I don't need it yet. I still have my Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday jobs. We'll make out.
Well, if you need it, just tell me.
I ain't gonna tell you nothing. If I need it, I'll just go up and steal it.
Mama?
She's not home yet.
Well, maybe she got a job right away, and they asked her to start this afternoon.
Gee, I don't know, Dwayne. Jobs are pretty hard to find.
I don't feel good.
Oh, Dee, don't get upset. Everything is gonna be fine, and Mama will find a job, all right?
Yeah, Dee, you shouldn't worry so much that it make you sick.
I'm not sick from worrying. I'm sick from doing my homework.
What made you sick?
Read this.
Sally buys 4 bananas and 6 apples. She eats half the bananas and 1/3 of the apples. What does she have left? You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Hello.
Hi, Mama. Did you find a job?
No, not yet, honey.
Raj, I'll see you later, all right? Miss Thomas, you'll find something tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, things will work out, Mrs. Thomas. Bye.
Bye.
So, what happened at the employment agency? Did they have any jobs available?
Oh, they had plenty of jobs, all right. And I almost got one until they asked me for a reference from my last employer.
Mom, what are you gonna do?
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and wait for the earthquake.
What earthquake?
The one that starts the minute I jump out the window.
But gee, Raj, why can't your mother sue the Turners for calling her a thief?
No, we already called my daddy about that. He has a lawyer with his company, and he says Mama has no case.
Here you go.
Hey, I didn't order anything, Shirley.
I know it. It's on me.
Hey, wait a second. I'm not broke, you know. My family's just going through a minor recession, that's all.
Easy, Raj. I didn't give it to you because of that. I just overpoured one. Go ahead.
Oh, that is nice, Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley. You got a heart of gold and a body like Fort Knox.
Will you shut up, fool? Hey, Raj. Did you ever meet the Turners?
Once or twice.
Then why don't you just go over there and talk to Mrs. Turner?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you can do that.
All I have to do is convince her that my mama is innocent.
That was a great idea, Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley, you're a dream. Come here,
Mama. Hold it. Go ahead, Shirley.
Good evening, Mrs. Turner. I hope we're not disturbing you.
Oh, no, no, that's all right, Roger. But as I told you on the phone, I don't have much time.
Yeah, well, these are my friends, Rerun and Dwayne.
How nice.
meet you, Mrs. Tanner.
I came to talk to you about, you know, what happened.
Roger, I know how you feel, but I'm on my way out, and there's just nothing more to discuss.
Oh, please, just hear me out. Just give me a minute of your time, okay?
All right.
Well, Mrs. Turner, I came to ask for my mother's job back. I mean, I know the evidence looks bad, but my mama wouldn't steal your ring. She wouldn't steal anything. Please, just give my poor mama another chance, will you?
Poor Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, poor Mrs. Thomas.
Poor, poor Mrs. Thomas.
Poor mama.
Excuse me, I'll be right back. And I mean right back.
Well, I don't think we're going to get anywhere with her, Ron.
She didn't even offer us any food.
Gee, I can see why somebody want to rip this place off.
When I write my first movie, I'm going to get some antiques just like these.
If you want antiques just like these, my brother Dewey can get you new ones. As a matter of fact, he can get you these.
Now, where were we?
Oh, we were at poor Mrs. Thomas.
Mrs. Turner, I mean, you know my mama, and you know she wouldn't steal anything. Come on, now, won't you just reconsider?
Oh, Roger, I wish I could, but when I told Mr. Turner that the ring was missing, he insisted that we fire her.
Oh, is he here? Maybe I can talk to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's working late again tonight.
What about tomorrow night?
Oh, no. Another late night. You put in a lot of late nights when you own your own construction business. Well, I'm sorry, Roger. I don't mean to be rude, but I've got to run. I'm already late for my yoga class.
I tried yoga once, but it was too tough.
You couldn't get into a lotus position.
He couldn't get into a Volkswagen.
Roger, the rest.
This must be his office, Turner Construction Company.
Let's go in.
Maybe we should knock first.
Shh, there's people in there.
Come on, Turner, let's go. It's up to you.
One.
One for you. Dealer takes two.
Who opened?
25, right there.
I see you're 25 and up at 50.
All right, I'll call that. And up at 300.
Okay.
That's 375.
He's playing cards, and he told Mrs. Turner he was working.
How could he lie to his own wife? Poor Mrs. Turner.
Shh. I bet $1,000.
All right, I'll call that, and I'll raise you $1,000.
$1,000?
Oh, listen. That's too rich for my blood. I'm out.
I'm out.
All right, I think I'll just call you, Turner.
No, you'll call me Winner. Full house, three queens, two kings.
Ooh, that's good, yeah, but not good enough. See, I also got a full house, three aces and two kings.
Oh! All right.
We better get out of here before we go to jail.
For what? We're not in the game.
But we're witnesses to the accessories during the heretofores and the whereases.
Look, I'm out of cash, but I want to keep playing. I'll tell you what. This watch is worth $1,500. Now, suppose I put
that... Suppose you put that watch back on your arm. Now, this is the card game. It ain't no swap me. You know, now, look. I want my money. Now, what's wrong with you, Turner, anyway? Like, tonight you want to play for a watch. 2 nights ago, you played for this diamond ring. Now, Dig, I'm a gambler. I ain't in the jewelry business.
Diamond ring? Did you hear that?
Yeah, but we don't know if it's the same one your mama stole.
His mother didn't steal it, you know.
But what I meant was it may be Mr. Turner's own ring.
Now, look, we play for cash. Now, you don't see me putting up no trinkets.
Trinket? That's a blue-white diamond.
Well, I'd rather have some dark green money.
You know diamonds are better than money. Well, I paid more than a grand for that when I bought it for my wife 10 years ago.
That's it. Let's go.
Well, listen, you guys go ahead. I'll watch the hallway.
You come on. Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm Roger Thomas.
And I'm Freddie Stubbs.
And I'm just an innocent bystander, just a young kid passing through.
Who are these kids?
I'm Roger Thomas. Mr. Turner knows me.
Roger Thomas? Oh, Mabel's son.
Yeah, oh, Mabel's son.
Well, hey, let's take a 5-minute break, eh, guys?
Yeah, sure.
All right, okay. 5 minutes.
Can I see that ring?
No, you can't see that ring. Now, I don't know why you're up here in the first place, but would you please leave?
Excuse me, but I didn't hear you talk loud to the young brother, did I?
Did you hear the way?
Huh? That's the ring my mama got blamed for stealing, isn't it?
Well,
Wait a minute. Is that what you did, Turner? I mean, you told your wife that his mother stole this ring so she wouldn't know you lost it gambling? Turner, you sick. Now, tell me something. Is your mother their maid son?
She was until she got fired for stealing that ring.
Fired?
Oh, wait a minute. Did I just have the most marvelous idea? Why don't I give you a check for that ring? You give it back to me, I'll tell my wife I found it. How do you like that, Marty?
Right. You take him for a fool. He take you for a fool, Marty. This check ain't gonna be no good.
Hey, hey, you know what? Now, that little bystander has a point. Now, you can forget that check for this ring, because I'm gonna take your watch for it, you know. And you better tell your wife that you found this ring, all right? You satisfied, son?
Sure.
All right, then. Does that do it, huh?
That clears up the missing ring. But there are a few other things that we have to discuss, Mr. Turner. For instance, defamation of character, mental anguish, loss of income, lack of trust, and lack of respect.
And not to mention lack of mayonnaise.
Turner, I think the kid is saying you owe his mother something.
I'm not deaf, Marty. I can hear what the kid is saying.
Hey, are you talking loud to the big brother?
Well, if you see him, would you please tell him to come right home? Thank you. Bye.
Where is that brother of yours? I've called everywhere. He said he'll be home in a few minutes. Now it's after 9.
He's probably doing something very important, like hanging around the soda shop doing nothing.
Hanging around the soda shop when he has homework to do?
Yeah, you think he know better.
Roger.
Hi, Mama. Any calls yet?
Now, how could there be any calls when I've been on the phone over an hour trying to find you? Where were you, Roger?
Well, I had to go and see Miss... Oh, go and answer the phone, Mama.
I'll take care of you in a minute. Hello? Mr. Turner. Yes. Fine, thank you. How are you? Oh, you found the ring. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you. Now, I think after 3 years' service as a maid, you owe me an apology.
Give it to him, Mom.
Thank you. No, I'm still looking for a job. My old job? You want to give me my old job back? No, thank you, Mr. Turner.
Mama, what you doing?
You may not be able to understand this, Mr. Turner, but I'd rather go hungry than work for you for $25 a day. $30 a day is something else. Uh-huh. I'll be there in the morning.
All right!
You should have held out for 40.
Oh, Mabel, I'm so glad you're back with us.
Oh, it's nice to be back, Mrs. Turner.
This whole thing was a horrible experience, but at least something good came from it, thanks to Roger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're back with us, and I joined Gamblers Anonymous. Those meetings should really help.
Well, it takes a big man to face up to his problems.
Well, it was just a hobby.
Next time, take up needlepoint.
I better go now. Would you like to pay me now, or would you rather wait until the end of the week?
Oh, Mabel, I'm sorry. I'll pay you now. I left the money upstairs on my dresser.
Uh-uh. I just dusted the dresser, and I didn't see anything there but a racing form.
Racing form? Daniel.
Well, I thought it was you. I didn't...
Oh, dear.
Well, the meetings don't start till tomorrow.
Well, I'd better go now. I don't want to be missing my bus.
I didn't take it.
Mama here? That's not funny. I didn't mean, is she here in this room? I mean, is she in the house? Boy, why can't you answer a question simply and nicely? I mean, why do you always have to be so nasty?
I'm not always nasty. I try very hard to be nice. And what does it get me? Did you buy me a birthday present last year?
Sure I did.
And since then, it's been one disappointing day after another.
What are you talking about? I do a lot for you, Dee.
Like what?
I helped you do your math homework.
I failed the test.
I took you to a movie.
I hated it.
I took you to the library.
They wouldn't let me talk.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You have had a bad year. Oh, hi, Mama.
Oh, Roger, come take this here. My hand's about to fall off.
Mama, it's my typewriter. You got my typewriter. Oh, Mama, I got my typewriter.
Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mama. But you didn't have to pay for it all by yourself. I have part of the money hidden upstairs in my dresser.
You want a bet?
What?
Some hiding place behind a dresser. Every fool hides his money there.
Who gave you permission to touch my money?
The same person who gave her permission to touch her own money. She put in 4 quarters, too.
Oh, did you, Dee? Did you really?
Yeah, I did really. But it wasn't a gift. It was a loan.
Oh, I know. I know it was a loan. I'll pay you back, too, okay?
That's for sure. And at 5% quarterly compounded interest, it'll be $1.06 a year from now.
Now, how can you figure all that out and not figure out how many apples Johnny and his brother had left?
That's because those fruit freaks aren't my problem.
Mama, do you see how your daughter talks?
Well, you asked her, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't need no lesson on high finance from a 10-year-old.
Did I say anything wrong, Mama?
Oh, no, you didn't, honey. You're a regular J. Paul ghetto.